that's exactly it. I said, yeah, I bought my antenna because at the time it was cheaper to buy it than it was for me to go get the wire and build the ballum for it and you know, all of that stuff. It was actually cheaper. And you may want to check out radio waves, and they don't spell it W-A-V-E, it's W-A-Z or something like that. So radio waves, something like that it is, or W-A-V. Check them out. They have a 10 to 80 meter is what I have, full length, so it's about 132 feet long. There's, I think, like an 80 foot, and then the, whatever the balance the opposite way, so it's not centered. And like I said, it's worked out really well for me. I can't complain on it for what I get. Obviously, a beam would be nice, but again, that's directional. You've got to have a rotor and stuff to point it where you want it to go, and this just works. And it was, like I said, it was cheaper. I bought it from a different company back then, but Radio Waves is, I was looking to replace it, but it's still in good shape, so I haven't paid the money to replace what's still working.
KI5DCE, yeah, that's, as long as it works for you, you know, that's the main thing. And you're working some, you work Japan and stuff, so it must be doing pretty good. Yeah, a question for you. What kind of power are you running? Are you just running stock, 100 watts? And also, it's a shame, but I've got a telephone pole on almost the middle of my yard that has no wires going to it. I wish I could get up there and put an antenna. Back to that question, are you just running your radio and your 100 watts?
Yep, I'm just running stock 100 watts on it. I think the antenna, the one that I was looking at, is rated up to like 1,500 watts. So, but I'm just running 100 watts, and like I said, my first contact when I put it up was to the Ukraine. And then I, not long after that, I talked to a lady in Fairbanks, Alaska, and a guy in Japan, and South America all the way down to Brazil, Argentina. I was always shooting for Argentina. I could hear them, but couldn't get them. In one contest, I was able to get Argentina. That did good. And just last year, I got South Korea, which was definitely something new for me. I had never heard a South Korean station on, and I listened to his call several times and got on QRZ to make sure. And once I contacted him, got a hold of him in the contest, I verified what his call was, and he said, yeah, that's the call, that's where I'm at. And it's, wow, I said, well, that's something special.
Yeah, that sure is. What frequency do you like? What meters works the best for you? I mean, we know 20 is probably the best. Well, you know, 10 would have been nice, or 11 would have been nice, I mean, but they took it away, so there's no sense crying about that. But what band do you use the most?
When I first started out, I worked 17 meters, which was really a good band. I made quite a few contacts on that, but like most people, 20 and 40, those are the most ones. I'm never home when 10 or 15 are open. So, I mean, there's been a lot of contacts to be had there, and I have worked it on weekends for some things. I've worked 10 and 15 off that antenna, which is no problem. And my antenna tuners on all my radios tune it up just fine, so I haven't had a problem. I've had five different HF rigs, and all of them have tuned that antenna, so not a problem there. But 20 and 40 has been the ones. 80 meter a little bit, not too much on that, but you know, those two are the typically ones I make contacts on.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever been on 17 meters, but I will. Yeah, I picked up a Yaesu, it's an 897D, and I picked it up for about $350, which I thought was a good deal. So, since I'm on a budget, and you know, I'm starting all over again. So, you know, I had to get my power supplies and my antenna tuners, and now I'm looking for an antenna. So, but yeah, it's a nice little rig. It's portable. You know, you can even put a battery in it, take it out there for field day and whatnot. And, you know, it's 12 volts or 110. He says he's got the power supply, but he hasn't produced it yet. Just stick inside of it. But that'd be nice, and I wouldn't have to run an external all the time. But